As you all know, Alhamdulillah, I've passed away. I just wanted to make a little video clip for all the followers that have supported me from day one and come on this journey with me since day one. May Allah reward all you guys, and inshallah you continue to support me and MATW, inshallah. One of the first things is a little piece of advice to the brothers and sisters. As you see, in this life we had the cars, we had the money, we had everything, alhamdulillah. But subhanAllah, a lot of people during the period of when I was sick, they'll send me messages, brother, you're guaranteed paradise, brother, you've brother, you've done so much for the community, for the ummah, but subhanAllah, this, yani, it's not worth just the simple blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, like waking up in the morning and being able to walk to the bathroom by yourself. So these things slowly got stripped away from me during the last of my life, alhamdulillah. Wallahi, some of us don't get that chance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to know when we're gonna pass away. Some of us, and a lot of us, just pass away suddenly. You've heard many stories where brothers and sisters have died in clubs or overdosed, or whatever it is, subhanAllah. So during your life, brothers and sisters, just try to have a goal, try to have a plan, try to have a project that you work towards. Even if it's not you personally doing it and you're funding someone else's projects, just do something, because wallahi, you're gonna need it on the Day of Judgment. And for the brothers and sisters that are chasing this life, all of my advice to you guys is, this life is becoming, yeah, before we used to say 5 years ago, 10 years ago, certain things were happening. Now it's every month things are changing. Jalli Wallah, we're following our desires more than we're following Islam these days. We're just gonna be careful, because Wallah, it's not a joke anymore. Our kids are getting affected, everyone's getting affected. Wallah, sometimes I used to just sit on my bed and cry, because I just wanted that support from people. And then subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings you people that you've never thought they'll be a part of your life, or friends, or you didn't even know that existed. When I used to travel, I used to meet certain people. A lot of them actually went out of their way to come all the way from Dubai or the UK or wherever it was to come to actually visit me when I was sick or in hospital. Or that's love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No photos, no nothing like that. Just come to visit. 14-hour flight just to see if I'm okay, subhanAllah. So for the people that are out there that are sick or worried or stressed, come on, I say to you people, don't worry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send you people that you never expected if you really need someone. You just have to have trust and tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a little advice for everyone out there. Inshallah, if you can inspire 1, 2, 3 people to do something, remember when you're in that grave, inshallah, then you'll be getting rewarded for everything they've done, for all the people they've brought to Islam, and inshallah that'll help on the Day of Judgment. So always try to have a project or a plan that you're working towards in this life, inshallah. Inshallah that'll help us إلى grave الهيافتة. جزاك الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.